Now, I am delighted to be joined on the line by Oisin McCabe from the Compound Training Systems gym up in Artane. Good morning, Oisin, and welcome to the programme.
Hi, Danny. How are you? Good to be with you.
I am very, very well. Oisin, I have been looking forward to talking to you, not so much, I suppose, from the point of view of the gym, because sort of everybody knows what happens in a gym, but we will come to that in a moment. But what I'm really interested in talking to you about is this venture. You set this up recently. Am I right in saying that, yes?
Yes, Compound Martial Arts.
And my first question to you is, talk me through the business of setting up a business, because we continually hear that irrespective of what it is you want to set up, what type of business you want to initiate, all the help in the world and all the money in the world is out there to get you off the ground. Is this so?
Well, that's not something that we would have availed of ourselves, it has to be said. We've built up our martial arts club pretty much piece by piece over the last 10 years. And we recently moved into a full-time facility here in Butley Business Park in Artane. But it's one of those things where it's an overnight success that took a decade in the making. So we have no grants or anything like that we've availed of. It's just something that we've built slowly but surely with our member base.
And were you operating somewhere prior to this, Oisin, or how did you, I mean, I presume you just didn't open the doors and the building filled with people?
Yeah, absolutely not. Well, luckily we did open the doors and it was full of people, but as I said, it was quite a building process. I've been doing martial arts myself since I was a small child, about 4 years old, and I got into coaching the martial arts through college, actually. I'm 33 now. And I was coaching in DCU from the age of about 21. And through the college club, we built up a sort of a large member base. And slowly but surely, that evolved into a separate club, which we originally were running out of St. Joseph's School in Fairview. But then as things grew, we just felt we didn't have enough space. And we thought the time was right to make the jump. And that's why we're here in Artane now.
And tell me this, Oisin. The decision-making process, okay, while I can appreciate what you're saying, that kind of the decision was made for you by virtue of numbers and the amount of people availing of it. To make the decision, okay, right, I'm going to go for this and I'm going to take a premises kitted out, which costs money obviously as well. Mm-hmm. Were there many sleepless nights while you were tossing and trying to decide that decision? Will I, won't I? Will I do it? Won't I do it? You know, because I could imagine that the amount of times you'd be tossing that around in your mind going, yeah, now if I do this, this will happen, blah, blah, blah. But then if this goes wrong, I'm in trouble here. And was there a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of thought had to go into it?
Yeah, absolutely. You're bang on there when you say, you worry about these things and things not working out, etc. I mean, I had confidence just based on the success we'd had and built up over the years. We have a very loyal membership. We have a lot of parents that actually have their kids in the club as well. It's kind of a nice family atmosphere. So I felt confident taking that next step. But for sure, there's always a little bit of uncertainty and unknown. But I suppose like anything in life, it's very hard to be successful in something unless you're willing to at least take a small risk. And it was a small risk for us. As I said, we built it up slowly. It's not like I opened the doors and then started trying to find members. We already had the members in place. So it was kind of a natural decision for us. But despite that, again, you can't not but worry a little bit. But I would rather, as I say, myself personally, I'd rather worry in a situation like this where I'm essentially pursuing my calling and my passion rather than doing something I don't enjoy. So even if it didn't work out, I'd be happy I gave it a shot, you know. You get nowhere in life unless you give it a try.
And so far, so good, Oisin. I mean, you're paying the bills and the mortgage is being looked after, so you're happy enough you made the right decision at this juncture?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we entered the premises here in October with roughly about 35 members. I think we have 65 now, so we've almost doubled our membership, mostly through word of mouth. We've done very little advertising with everything else that needs to be done in setting up a new venture. It's tough to get around to everything. But yeah, we've been delighted with the response. We've got a great response from the local area as well. We just launched our kids and teens program this month. And that's been a fantastic success so far, and no doubt will continue to grow, I hope. So, yeah, very, very happy with how it's going.
Might seem a very strange question to ask you, Oisin, but Would you, when somebody new rocks up and wants to join, would you do a kind of a sort of an assessment on them and say, no, this is not for you? And what I'm thinking of is that I know plenty of guys who do boxing coaching, etc. And the big thing is that these are skills that are being imparted to you and you're being trained in, but they are not for use outside, if you know what I mean. And if you think that somebody is going to be taking the skill set that you give them and using them for nefarious purposes, etc., because I'm sure that'd be a worry for people.
Absolutely, I understand that. No, it's definitely a judgment call that we have to make. Thankfully, I've to this point never had a situation like that where I've had to turn somebody away because it's been clear that their intentions are anything but pure. The vast majority of people that we coach, like our main membership is adults, and a lot of them are working. Their parents, they're looking for either a physical outlet or maybe a new sport that they can compete in. We have members all the way up into their 50s that compete because it's an age-based sport. There's brackets for all ages. So I think a lot of people, we don't worry too much about that. The other thing about it is when people start the martial arts, especially with something like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is kind of the founding martial art of our club, if there's an ego involved to start with, it's very difficult to progress because you're walking into a room full of people that are far more experienced than you, are going to be far more effective than you, and basically will be able to handle you quite easily. So it doesn't matter if you feel like you're particularly tough on the outside. When you come onto the mats with somebody who's been training for years, that very quickly dissipates. And I think a lot of people, if they do have that kind of mindset, where maybe they're not the right fit for the martial arts, the martial art itself kind of weeds them out and they'll stop attending. Whereas people who, I suppose, don't have a big ego, are willing to learn, are looking to pick up something new and enjoyable and a great hobby, they tend to stay on. And, you know, that's the type of people that we want. So thankfully, it's not really an issue we've had to deal with to this point, at least.
Now, Eugene, there has been a proliferation, I think is the right pronunciation, of gyms and Keep Fit and fitness centres, etc., etc., in the last couple of years. What sets yours apart and what makes yours special? And why should people go to you as opposed to the fella down the road?
Well, I suppose the difference is that we're a martial arts gym. We're purely a martial arts gym. It's all that we do here at Compound Martial Arts. The vast majority of gyms that pop up tend to be some sort of fitness-based gym, and that's actually a profession of mine as well. But I think what keeps people going with the martial arts, in my experience, is that it's so enjoyable. There's a huge community atmosphere to it, and you're learning brand new skills and brand new techniques every single day when you train. There's an old saying, you know, you don't need to be fit to start, but you need to start to be fit. And never is that any clearer than in a martial arts club, because you'll see people come in the door who are completely out of shape, maybe smoke, drink, etc., and want to make a change in their life. And they start off initially just learning techniques, but next thing you know, 6 months down the line, you see they've dropped X amount of weight, they're in great shape, etc. It's just something that comes naturally when people are consistent with something, and that's kind of the key for all fitness, I suppose, related journeys. Whether you're in a fitness gym or in a martial arts gym, it's all about consistency. And thankfully, with the martial arts, I think the consistency part is much, much easier because it's just the level of enjoyment people get out of it.
And, of course, the main question, Oisin, and everybody is waiting for me to ask it, how much does it cost to join?
Oh, sure. Well, here in Compound Martial Arts, there's three memberships. We have €85 for adults, which is monthly, €60 for students, and €50 for under 18. So basically for our teens and for our children's membership. And all of our memberships are completely inclusive. So it includes all the classes. We train here 7 days a week from Monday to Sunday. And we have a mix of jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, judo, kickboxing, a bit of boxing, some mixed martial arts as well, and wrestling. So we have a little bit for everybody, as well as the kids. We have our kids' martial arts program too, which is a nice mix of different styles, just to give them a nice kind of, I suppose, wide example of the martial arts that they can then choose to specialise in themselves as the years go on.
And two questions rolled into one for you, Oisin.
Sure.
How many can you cater for, and how close to being fully subscribed are you?
Well, I'd say in a normal class, what we would have is anywhere from kind of 16 to about 20, 22. We have space here for, I'd say, roughly around 30, give or take, people on the mats at any one time. So we're not a million miles away from actually being full at this point, which is not a bad situation to be in. So the next step for us, hopefully, will be to expand into a larger unit in about a year or two's time. But yeah, that's pretty much where we stand at the moment. So we have space for people. Anyone that would be interested in joining is very welcome to come down and try a class or a night's training completely free of charge, whether that's children or whether it's adults. You know, everyone is welcome here. And that's the idea. You know, it's a very welcoming atmosphere. It's a lot of nice people that make up the membership here. I won't speak for myself. There's sort of people to say, but I know our members here are real gentle individuals, are always willing to help each other and help new people start their martial arts journey.
And indeed, I know a couple of people who are involved in it, and they really they belie some of the media attention that surrounds it, and maybe adverse media attention because of some of the people that are involved in the sport. But a lot of people that I know are as far removed from those people as you could possibly imagine. Do you think, just on that general note, Oisin, that maybe martial arts has got a sort of a, I don't know, maybe a bad rap over the last couple of years?
I certainly don't think martial arts in general has got a bad rap. I know with mixed martial arts is probably what you're referring to. I think there can be some mixed feelings on it. It's why our martial arts club, it's compound martial arts, not compound mixed martial arts. The majority of our members will either train just in something like jiu-jitsu or just in kickboxing, and then a very small percentage will like to try and sort of progress into doing a mixture of all the sports. But I think the main thing for people to take from the martial arts is what it can give to you or what it can give to your kid. Like, I'm a parent myself, so I mean, the best quote for kids that sort of resonates with me is this idea that when my child says no, I'd like their words to contain more than just hope. I always think that's a really good quote. You know, I was bullied myself as a child, so it kind of resonates with me. And then from adults, again, it's for being fit or being in shape or feeling like you can protect yourself or your family, it's all about consistency. None of this stuff happens by magic. You can't just hope and wish that you're in good shape or hope you can protect yourself. So I think finding something that's enjoyable, like the martial arts, is really the key. And the vast majority of the basic martial arts on their own, like jiu-jitsu, has nothing to do with mixed martial arts. You're not expected to be jumping in a cage and punching people in bars or whatever the case may be. You're just designed to enjoy the experience, learn the techniques, and have the skills available should you ever need them, which hopefully you never will.
I think, Oisin, that's a very good point, very well made there, the differentiation between the two disciplines. Oisin, do you give... And I'm talking about you yourself personally now. Do you give tuition, or would you be more an overview, watching what's happening on the mats and in the different disciplines? And the reason I'm asking the question, it might seem strange, but would you be sort of keeping an eye and saying, I'm going to keep my eye on that fella there now, or that young one there? They have potential. There could be an Olympic gold medal in them. You know, do you go that deep into it?
Absolutely. So I'm the head coach here in the club. So I take the vast majority of the classes, and then my assistant coaches will take one or two during the week. But I'm extremely hands-on with all the coaching for all the members. From kids, I coach all the kids' classes as well as the adult classes. And every now and again, you will happen across somebody who has an extra bit of talent or an extra bit of desire to compete. And that's really what it all boils down to. It doesn't matter if somebody has all the talent in the world. If they don't want to actually compete, that's not for you to say whether they should or shouldn't. You know, that's entirely their decision. So I have champion athletes here in the gym at adult level, national kickboxing champions and all kinds of stuff. Nicest guys in the world you'd ever meet is the funny thing about it. Wouldn't hurt a fly, but it's entirely their decision to compete. They came to me, they said they wanted to compete, and I gave them every single piece of support I can and put all of my experience behind them to help them achieve their goals. But I suppose that's the difference, is that a lot of people don't have that desire to compete, and that's sort of who I mean when I talk about the idea of someone coming to a gym looking to get fit, you know, looking to enjoy the martial arts and really just take from it what they want. It's what I say to everybody when it comes to the martial arts. It's all about what the martial arts can give you. So, you know, take from it what you will.
Yeah, and I mean, as you say, Oisin, there's a world of difference, and people should appreciate it, because if they are even thinking about it, between taking it up for the sake of having an extra skill set, as you said, to defend yourself should the need ever arise, and hopefully it won't, and throw into that in the increased levels of fitness. But they're light years apart between going in for those reasons and if you decide, well, I want to be even a national champion, never mind European, world or Olympics. I mean, you are talking unreal difference.
absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, like most of the differences people will experience in the martial arts, apart from their fitness and self-defense, a lot of it is just simply mental, you know. A lot of people enjoy just having an activity they can do. And I think we see it with a lot of kids and teens as well that may be on a slightly bad road or parents are worried about them. You know, I had someone say to me recently that if you want to stop your child from being bullied, put them into martial arts. If you want to stop your child from being a bully, put them into martial arts. Because either way, there's discipline that comes with the martial arts. And I suppose that has a positive effect on almost everybody, whether it's mental health or whether it's just your own discipline and the direction your life has gone.
And for somebody listening this morning, or should be the parent who thinks, oh, that might be an interesting thing to put my child into, or somebody who wants to go themselves, how do they go about joining and signing up with you?
Oh, it's really simple. They can get onto us on compoundmartialarts@gmail.com. They can Google us. We have a page on Google as well. We're in Butley Business Park, Kinartain. Or they can call the gym here at 085-7277-928, and we'll happily set them up for a session where they can try completely free of charge a class, see if it's a fit for them, see if they enjoy it, and if it is, fantastic. If it's not, best of luck to them, and I hope they find whatever they're looking for in their fitness journey.
Oisín McCabe, Compound Training Systems in Arte, and thank you so much for joining me this morning. I have to say, Oisín, I found it extremely interesting, and can I wish you excuse me, the very, very best of good luck with your new business venture. Thanks for joining us, Oisín.
Thank you very much, Donnie. All the best.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Come down the track. Eruption, a one-way ticket to the moon. And a huge thanks to Oisín McKay from Compound Training Systems for joining me there. Definitely something that people should look at, particularly, I think, if you listen to Oisín, their parents, because it does quite the opposite of what you would think. It actually does instill discipline in children. So maybe it's something that parents should look at.